This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now here, Zakaria is quite an old man. And Zakaria has no children. So Zakaria begins to think, if Allah can sustain her بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ from the unseen, although I am an old man, and he was a very old man, and his wife was barren, and she was a very old woman. He says, no. If Allah can sustain her, then Allah can sustain me. If Allah can give sustain her, Allah can sustain me, and Allah can give me a child, even at my age. Now, Zakaria alayhi salatu salam is actually married to the auntie of Maryam. Her name is Hannah, and she is the khala, the auntie of Maryam alayhi salatu salam. So Zakaria alayhi salatu salam, who was a Nabi, says, look, give me the honor, she is my wife's niece. They say, no. Every person of importance wanted to raise her. Why? Because she was also the daughter of Imran, and Imran was the Imam of Bayt al-Maqdis. So what they do is that they draw lots, and the way they draw lots is that they bring these pens, and these pens were the same pens that they would write revelation with. So they put them in water. Everybody's pen sinks besides the pen of Zakaria alayhi salatu salam. So now she's given over to Zakaria, who's a Nabi himself, and Zakaria raises her. And they give her a place in the masjid because they saw something amazingly special about this girl. So she's given a room by the mihrab, which is the most holiest part of the masjid. And that's where she lives. Now Zakaria alayhi salatu salam would obviously go to her, visit her, bring her food. And then Allah recalls a very interesting incident which happens with Zakaria alayhi salatu salam. Says, كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّةَ وجد عندها رزقا قال يا مريم أن لك هذا قالت هو من عند الله إن الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. So Zakaria alayhi salatu salam, every time he goes into a room in the masjid, he finds she has rizq. She has food. And he hasn't bought the food. Not only that, the narrations mention that she would have food in winter, which was the food of summer, and the fruits of summer in winter, which was impossible. So he asked her, oh Maryam, where does this food come from? Where do you get this beautiful food from? She said, Allah sends it to me. Allah sends it to me. And Allah, when He wants to sustain somebody, He sustains them بغير حساب. Allah doesn't need asbab. Allah doesn't need wasilas. Allah doesn't need means. If Allah wants to sustain you, He will sustain you. And Allah says in the Quran, مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, whoever really fears Allah, really fears Allah, مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Whoever fears Allah, Allah will make an opening for him. And Allah will sustain him where he cannot even imagine from. Allah will make a way for him. Now here, Zakaria is quite an old man. And Zakaria has no children. So Zakaria begins to think, if Allah can sustain her بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ from the unseen, although I am an old man, and he was a very old man, and his wife was barren, and she was a very old woman. He says, no, if Allah can sustain her, then Allah can sustain me. If Allah can give sustain her, Allah can sustain me, and Allah can give me a child, even at my age. So seeing this, now he makes a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هُنَالِكَ دَعَ زَكْرِيَ رَبَّهُ قَالَ رَبِّي حَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّاتٌ طَيِّبَةٌ. He says, when Zakaria saw this, he makes a dua to Allah. Oh Allah, give me a progeny, give me a child from yourself, but give me a zuriya tayyiba, give me a progeny which is good, pure, ajeeb. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a child, And the angels come and they say to him, "Oh, Zachariah, nubashiruka bighulamin. Zachariah, we give you glad tidings of a child and his name will be Yahya." Yahya means to live. You know why he was given the title of Yahya? Because he was shaheed. And Allah says in the Quran, those who are martyred in the path of Allah, they are alive. So when Allah names you, you will live up to those expectations. Now look at this. Initially, the mother of Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam makes a dua. Oh Allah, give me a child. Allah gives a child. Then it goes further. Then Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam asks for a child at an old age, where generally you don't have children. His wife is barren. He makes dua and Allah out of his qudra gives them a child.